So land records is a very promising area in the blockchain, and the government of Dubai is one of the first that's really in the forefront of it, because by the year 2020, they plan to have all of their land records on the blockchain. In the U.S., there's been some experimentation with it, like Cook County, Chicago has had some. In Vermont, they've had some test cases on using land records. But the idea is really, when I speak with a lot of title companies, it's really to go forward, because our history is so deep in land records in the U.S. It would be difficult to put all this history and put it on the blockchain going backwards, but basically start the process today where any transaction you do going forward, you would put it on a blockchain, so you'd have it, all this record going forward. So think about it through a life cycle of, you know, of a home purchase. You would not have to re-enter data for either the home itself, or for the borrower itself, or even when you think about all the different things that go into a home purchase, let's say even from a termite inspection. If you put everything on a blockchain, you'd have this deep record of everything that ever happened on that property. And so we can talk about the implementation. That's not going to happen in one full swoop. But if title companies at least started in some area, maybe right after close, and you build upon that, it could really form a basis for going forward.